What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Person. forthcoming album, Business Casual. That was Chromeo. And that is Don't Turn the Lights On. And they are coming to town. They'll be playing the Commodore Wednesday, August 11th, just 2 days from now. And they have a little bit of an after-show thing at Republic afterwards. And we started off with Midge Ure, with the theme from Max Headroom. And Midge Ure led Ultravox. He was a member of Thin Lizzy, and he almost led the Sex Pistols. But he did a whole series of just electronic stuff for TV in the mid-80s, including the theme to Max Headroom, which really started life off as a British variety show, then became a film on Channel 4. And most of us know it as a short-lived ABC series. 1987 lasted only one season, but the DVD set, finally, it came out after many years, just this past week. And that's one of those DVD series I've been waiting forever for it to come out. So, yay, find that where you can. Yo, and this is time yet, once again, for one of the many exploding head movies. Your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's Sublime Community Radio Station, 101.9 FM, CITR. In the Vancouver area, you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm with you until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. That spells 604-UBCCITR. And you can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, even though it was promised last week that there would be a show swap, unfortunately things fell through. So you do have me at my usual time, the usual slot, and the usual programming here. Hopefully we can sort of try to tackle that again, where the DJs rotate programs, tackle those genres. But for now, it will be the most adequate status quo. So, tonight's soundtrack profile is going to be on Year of the Carnivore, the directorial debut of Soo Kyun Lee. She also helps perform on the soundtrack, along with Buck 65 and Adam Litovitz. But we're going to start off along the western coast of Australia, in the city of Perth. The band is called Tame Impala. And this is a stonkin' little rocking psych-influenced album here. This is their debut, Inner Speaker. It actually features two re-recorded songs from their self-titled 2008 EP. So here is Tame Impala with It Is Not Meant to Be. We'll be right back.
CITR is proud to support the Victory Square Music Festival on Saturday, August 14th, hosted by Crab Water for Life Society and CFRO 102.7's Radio Vancouver. This one-day free outdoor festival features live music by local bands. Acts performing include Parlor Steps, Waltz Darling, and The Van Nuys 3. It's in Victory Square Park at Canby and Hastings from 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, August 14th, and is completely free. For more information, go to citr.ca or search Victory Square Fest on Facebook.
the things you'll never know. But you will know, that was New Young Pony Club, and that was the Rory Phillips mix of Chaos. That's this, one of the singles that came off this year's album, The Optimist, and that's their sophomore release after 2008. Was it Fantastic Playroom? Fantastic bit of electropop there. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. Coming up next, we're going to hop over to France and Chateau Marmont. They're a quartet from Paris. They've done some remix work for La Rue, Peter Bjorn and John, and the Midnight Juggernauts. And this song comes off this year's album Nibiru. So here's Chateau Marmont with Heliochrome. We'll be right back. Hamilton, Ontario. That is Hayden Taylor, better known as Kid Years. And what we just heard there was 33 Reasons to Go to the Park. And that's part of a couple songs he's uploaded to his MySpace. He's 20 years old, and he also has a little other project called Sky Games with his friend, who works under the alias of Rocket Knight. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies. Here are the presets.
Hey, this is Jules.
And this is Kim.
And we're the presets. You're listening to CITR on
101.9. That was smooth.
Are they men? They are Devo. And that's their first album in 20 years. The five boys from Ohio. I guess they're more men now, older, devolved humans. And that's off their album Something for Everybody. And we heard Don't Shoot, I'm a Man. And this man is Gak, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies. Towards the tail end of the show, we're going to feature a woman and two men. And that'll be Suki and Lee, Buck 65, and Adam Litovitz, for their work in this year's soundtrack to Year of the Carnivore. But we're going to do a little bit of comedy here. Comedy, because it's for laughter. Hey, for the kids. Starting off with a bit of a weird contribution. This actually can be found on the Causes 2 compilation put out by Waxploitations for helping the Darfur crisis. So the contributions go to Human Rights Watch and Doctors Without Borders. And what we're going to do is listen to a remix of a Tim and Eric bit. So Tim and Eric, they host the show on Adult Swim. I forget if it aired here on Teletoon or something else. But they were a host of Tim and Eric, awesome show, good job. And things like Tom Goes to the Mayor. But this is a remix of one of the weird little songs that they threw on their show, which recently just ended after 5 seasons. 5 really bizarre, awkward, yet utterly hilarious seasons. And this was a song about petite feet. But this is remixed by Devlin and Ghost Dad, and it features some vocals by Sylvia and Gordon. So here's Tim and Eric.
Attention passengers. The next red line train to Ashmont is now approaching. Petite feet, a feminine step. Sounds like a lady when he's walking in a room he's got. Petite feet, a feminine step. Sounds like a lady when he's walking in a room.
Yeah.
This next song contains some questionable content. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, here's a question. What is going on with people who drink Coors Light? And their seeming inability to get the liquid that's in the can into them without some sort of disaster happening. What is the problem they're having that they can't get, they need these technological advances? And it's just Coors Light. It's not regular Coors. It's not any other beer. But for apparently they're having difficulties because first, about 3 years ago, they introduced the wide mouth. The wide mouth for easier drinking. Easier drinking. Easier. What? I mean, who's having trouble? Who's having trouble? It's not getting... I'm sick of drinking Coors out of a spoon. What is their fight? And then, but that wasn't enough, okay? Dear Coors, I can't get beer in me. And then, so that wasn't enough. That wasn't the final answer, because then they, about a year ago, they introduced the side vent to go along with the wider mouth for easier. So now there's a side vent, which allows air to get in and pushes the beer from the can into your tum-tum so you can start hitting sooner. And, you know. And then that, they still were having problems. That wasn't even enough. So then they had to come out with a cold, activated can for these people. When the mountains turn blue, the beer's as cold as the Rockies. Now, when I want to know when something's cold, of the five senses available to me, I use the sense of touch. It has worked literally every single time. But apparently, yeah, I'll just go over like, oh, that beer's room temp. That's kind of warm. Ooh, that one's cold. Hey, thank you, fingers. You fuckers did it again. I love you guys. But Coors Light drinkers are like, okay, yeah. All right, sure, I can feel it's cold, and I can taste it's cold. But how do I really know?
There was one half of Mr. Show. You might know him as Tobias Funk from Arrested Development. And maybe you know him as Donnie. At one point, he appeared on, I forget the name, just something or other. Some sort of lame one. But it's Chicken Pie. We know him as David Cross. It was performed last November at Boston's Wilbur Theater. And that was I Can't Get Beer in Me, and that's off his latest album, Bigger and Blackerer, through Sub Pop. He had done some touring a little bit earlier this year, and actually caught him for a bit of the comedy tour last year, where he had a book out, I Drink for a Reason. It's out, I think it's in paperback already now. It's also been on audio tape, if you do that, but I think it's on podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, of course, this show, along with a host of others here on the station, can be easily subscribed to as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule, click on the shows. At that point, you'll find the little orange icon, and you can copy that into iTunes. Feedburner will sort of do that automatically if needed, and as well, iTunes at this point should have a decent collection of the CITR programming. You just have to click on podcasts, type in CITR, ignore anything that says citrus or citrix or things that can't spell the word city, but CITR, 101.9 FM. Let's see, school season should be starting up shortly, so some of the AMS businesses should start opening up soon, including this one here.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Come to the Moon Noodle Bar, located in the lower level of the Sub, for fast and friendly service. We serve up spring rolls, combos, chicken wings, rice bowls, and made-to-order stir fries, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
From their new album, That's How We Burn. That's Jail. Jail spelled with two L's at the end. And that's everyone's hip. And if you like that, and if you like a whole series of other bands, well, they're going to be playing the Vogue Thursday, August 19th. So that's next Thursday. They're going to be opening for The Hold Steady. So I would imagine at this point it's been sold out for a while, but who knows? Maybe some luck will strike. Could be in the book as well, too, but I haven't had a chance to take a look at that yet. But anyways, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. It's about 8:20 in the evening as the sun has come out after all the rain. But, of course, it is pretty much set at this point now. The evenings are getting longer. Coming up, we have a couple live disco slash dance acts coming into town the next week. And we're going to start off here with Hercules and Love Affair. And the fantastic band had their debut self-titled come out in 2008, featuring Anthony Hegarty and for Blind. And they have a new album due out in September. No word on a title, but at this point, they'll be performing or spinning some of that there. And they're going to be playing tomorrow, Tuesday, August 10th, along with our local pop heroes, Fine Mist. And what we're going to do is listen to a song that came out last year, but this is a remix by a New York Dirty House team called In Flagranti. And In Flagranti is going to be spinning or playing Thursday, August 12th at Shine. So we're going to listen to two remixes by In Flagranti. We'll start off with Hercules and Love Affair, and this is I Can't Wait.
Fire. Make a man.
from Berlin and Zurich. That's Headman, and that's Gimme. And that is the Inflagranti remix. And, of course, Inflagranti will be at Shine this Thursday, spinning away. And joining on the vocals there is Dieter Meyer, who some of us may remember these two words. Is, oh, yeah. And he is one of the guys from Yellow, from that sort of Ferris Bueller's Day Off song. But Dieter Meyer and I forget his compatriot, but from Yellow, they had a reputation for some fantastic electropop. And the best thing, too, is they had built up their library of samples themselves to the point that even like 25 years down the ride of their heyday, they still have an expansive library. And at this point, they've been able to collaborate from there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.ci.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Gak here, Exploding Head Movies on 101.9 FM CITR. A couple bit of experimental BC artists here to kick things, at least the set off before we go into Sue Keenly and Babe Rainbow. Of course, everyone's been digging Mr. Cameron Reed's work, Cameron Reed being one of the original people who helped coordinate Victory Square. Of course, this party is this Saturday at Victory Square, so do stay tuned for that. And his recent work, along with his albums for Warp, he worked on a recent collaboration project with the folks at Triangle, the label that does a whole bunch of experimental music. And they ran upon a theme tied into recent news, whereby Lindsay Lohan, a starlet unfortunately in decline, with her recent jail term, for conditions I can't even remember what's going on with her. But what they've done is the people at Triangle came up with all three of the albums that she released, sort of that Hannah Montana / Britney Spears-esque pop from the early 2000s back in when she had a bit of a zeitgeist. And they remixed a whole bunch of the songs into really warped things, maybe sort of like as it describes her descent musically. So the album through Triangle is called Let Me Shine For You, and here's Babe Rainbow with I Can Try to Run / Stuck.
Thank you. Thank you.
In the background, this is no UFOs. I believe they're from somewhere out on the island. And this is off their cassette called Soft Coast. Came out earlier this year. Published now through Nice Up Your National. And the name of the song is 00/00/2010. As though it was the 0th month and the 0th day of this year. Here's the Exploding Head Movies. We'll be hearing Year of the Carnivore shortly. But first, a couple announcements, and there's a song that sounds a lot like the soundtrack. So stay tuned.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Project from 2001 featuring Dan the Automator, Mike Patton from Faith No More and Mr. Bungle, and then Jennifer Charles, recently of Elysian Fields, from the album Music to Make Love to Your Old Mate, Lady By. This is Koala's Lament. featuring the Decks, Montreal's Kid Koala. The tour that actually happened with this went 13 dates. Managed to catch the performance at Toronto's Phoenix Theater back in the day, and let's just say it was very, very vivacious. People coming out into the audience, passing along champagne and frothy cakes. Actually, I should actually profile some more songs from this album at some point. Sort of a spin-off from the Handsome Boy Modeling School with Nathaniel Hittenberry-Weather. But that's not what we're here for today. No, we're going to be dealing with Soo Kyun Lee's directorial debut, last year's film, The Year of the Carnivore. And we're going to listen to a few cues. We're going to start off with Wake Up Quack. And of course, this feature is also Buck 65, who we know as a CBC Radio 2 host, Soo Kyun Lee being a Radio 1 host, and then on the guitars, Adam Ludovitz. So stick around, let's see how many cues we can get here.
My mojo, now you want me to lose it.
Buttocks. Buttocks.
We'll be right back.
the centuries, hair has always played an important part in the sex lives of men and women. The Bible records the strength of Samson was in his hair. Some women prefer their lovers sexier without any hair, either on their heads, bodies, or sex organs.
Here. I'm gonna show you something you're not going to believe.
This very unusual film is now taking you into the exclusively private world of the female.
As a matter of historical fact, during the Renaissance period of Italian history, women shaved their hair, not only their eyebrows, but full body hairs.
They should feel free to participate.
Women really remove their pubic hair. When they do, it is because their love partners find them sexually attractive that way. Champagne, even honey.
There are many men and women who prefer a shaven pubis for hygienic reasons as well as for sexual reasons.
Both sexes very often favor the
massage,
other forms of stimulation.
Nectar, raspberry, and tutti frutti.
Pay more attention to the products during lovemaking and see what happens. It's another plus. The buttocks are a visual turn-on.
Women are sensitive, yet they want to be loved and give on themselves fully and uninhibitedly. And men can help them achieve the highest levels of sexual excitement by knowingly and intelligently kissing the vagina, massaging its different parts, gently, passionately, lovingly, by bringing sexual fulfillment and happiness to the woman he loves. A man fulfills himself sexually, spiritually, and physically as well.
So we started off with Wake Up Quack, then we heard Into the Woods, Market Man, Suck It Up Girls, Experts, and then Ending Fireworks in the background here. I hear a little bit of Heather Knights, and these all come from Suki and Lee, your host of Definitely Not the Opera on CBC One. You might remember her as a VJ on Much Music, and you may have seen her in the film Short Bus. Buck 65, you better known as Rod Turfley on CBC Radio 2 during the afternoons, and then Adam Litovitz, who you may not know at all. And it deals with Suki and Lee's life growing up in Vancouver, growing up in Burnaby, thereabouts, working in Strathcona. And the film was supposedly based in Vancouver, but you can make out it's more Toronto highlights there. But as debuts go, it's got a polarized yet positive reaction, starring Kristen Milioti as the Suki and Lee surrogate. And of course, everyone's favorite kid in the hall, Kevin MacDonald. Surprise. Anyways, that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it's the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. He's getting all set here in place to guide you for 3 hours of the fine Monday evening that is the CITR Vancouver. Then after the usual overnight magic, we'll have Arthur and Andrea Tuesday morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. And that's Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Next week, I think we'll go to Britain for a bit. The most recent Michael Caine film, it will be Harry Brown. But sticking with Suki and Lee, here's some music from one of her bands from the 90s. And this actually was released through Zulu Records, the very same Zulu on West 4th in Kitsilano. So for the 93 album Cages, here's Dede. Take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you next week.
Listening to CITR FM and cable.